You know, at the beginning of the hour, you kind of went through the introductions of everyone that gets up Saturday morning to come to a program. I tell you what, RosieOnTheHouse.com, the contractors there, a lot of them get up Saturday mornings too. They're just as big a part of the show. We were talking with a gentleman in Tucson wanting to know about the salt content, and John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service, our Talking Trees arborist expert, who joins us on the program last week. Said, nope, the salt content from a water softener will not hurt a tree.
It won't.
By the time it's diluted and all the way to the leach field and everything else in the water-wise, he said, even if you took the water softener, discharge, and put it right at the base of the trunk tree, wouldn't hurt it.
Yeah, I think a lot of water softening companies that use salt for salt should demonstrate that for all the companies that are advertising salt-free. I really, really believe the salt-free advertising is a huge...
it won't be around that long.
Well, it'll be around forever because there are people that are just that scared of it. But it's really selling equipment based on fear, not on facts.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We're going to head up to beautiful Chino Valley and see what John's working on this morning.
What am I working on? I'm working on a man cave.
Yes.
In Chino.
A brand new man cave with a master bedroom that is 24 by 30.
Loving that, baby.
Okay.
Okay.
You can have a lot of books in a room like that.
Yes, you can. Hey, that's
books
a,
and
that's
a pool
a nice
table,
library.
A ping pong.
This is going to be the second project. I'm going to downsize. As you know, the younger you and I are getting, the bigger everything gets in life.
That's right. That's right.
What I'd like to do is livable space from 2,300 to livable space of about 1,400. And new project. Skylights, windows would be a better brand, such as the Andersons. A good heating system. And good insulation. My question is, and I know I'm in the early stages, how can someone figure out a basic square foot cost?
Is this a, when you say new project, is this an addition to an existing home, or are you building a man cave on a property, or is it a property that has nothing on it, and this is the house, the man cave altogether?
Exactly. From polished concrete all the way to the roof.
Nice.
Well, I'm going to tell you, you ought to get in touch with our good friend in Prescott, Tom Riley. His company's Renovations. He actually lives in Paulden. His office is right off the square in Courthouse Square in Prescott. He's been there for over 30 years. I think if you just got a hold of Tom and visited with him about what you're looking to do, he could absolutely give you the most accurate cost per square foot for your neighborhood than I could. I guarantee you that.
We'll be able to identify if there's water run to it, if it's city, you have to bury septic, where the power lines are, those kind of items. It's
he's your neighbor.
Yeah.
I mean, he's right there in your neighborhood. Tom Riley of Renovations. Give him a ring. You can find him at rosieonthehouse.com. We appreciate the call. Sounds like a fabulous setting. Now, that's a setting I can put my mind into really easy. 600 square foot master suite surrounded by lots of glass and books, bookcases, floor to ceiling, and overlooking that Chino Valley area. Absolutely. I'm there.
1-888-767-4348. Joe in Phoenix, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Hi, I've got a kitchen that I remodeled recently, and it has can lighting, about 6 can lights in the ceiling. I chose not to carve out a trench in my foundation to put an outlet, but I have an island. It's a pretty good size island, and I want to put power to the island. You know, it'd be nice to have some outlets. So what I'd like to do is run, one of the can lighting is directly above the island, so I'd like to run power from there down, you know, using some sort of pole. Run some power through it and be able to use the electricity on the island.
Okay.
Can I do that?
Well, the lighting circuit is switched, so you're gonna have to get back. You're not gonna be able to pull the power from that lighting circuit, or the receptacles will only be on when the light is on.
Okay, understand.
You have to get all the way back to the switch to get a hotline to pull a live line, a live feed, a live circuit into that island. But that's absolutely, you know, you put a decorative column around it. You know, there's a couple ways you can camouflage and do that. It's not too unusual at all. But just getting to the can light probably isn't going to get you what you're looking for.
Okay. All right. Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, man. We appreciate the call.
Definitely going to be a lot easier to pull it down from the ceiling, though, than do a saw cut into the island and have to tear up the floors, which we have to do a lot of times if we're moving plumbing lines. And if you're doing that and you need to run electrical, we'll drop it in the same time. But that's definitely a much bigger task project.
Finish flooring is your problem there. We'll be right back.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.
Everybody wants to be.